Welcome back to Called It, the First Hurst 2026 devotional for Easter. Be sure to subscribe for daily devotional episodes continuing through Easter Sunday. We hope you'll join us for our family Easter event today from 10 a.m. to noon at either First Hurst campus. Then, plan to worship with First Hurst tomorrow at one of our Palm Sunday services, the Norwood campus at 9:30 or 11 a.m., or the Trails campus at 10:15 a.m. For more information, visit firsthurst.com/Easter.
Saturday, March the 28th, Crucified and Killed, by Mark Garner. There are moments when the message of Christ feels out of place, even embarrassing. Too simple, too crude, too offensive for sophisticated ears. When Billy Graham came to Cambridge in 1955 for the university mission, he walked into that very tension. The press mocked him, saying, "What is this backward American fundamentalist doing speaking to our best and our brightest?" It rattled him for a second. For the first several nights at Great St. Mary's, he tried to meet the intellectual moment. He read the philosophers. He quoted the scholars. He worked hard not to sound naive. And by his own admission, it wasn't going well. Then one final night, he made a decision that he would preach Christ, not dressed up, not toned down, but crucified and killed. He went from Genesis to Revelation and traced the scarlet thread of blood, the sacrifices, the altars, the lambs, the Passover, the cross. For 45 minutes, the blood flowed through the great sanctuary. It was everything his critics disliked, everything the sophisticated theologians dreaded. Two respected scholars sat on either side of a listener that night, good men, moral men, but opposed to the idea that anyone actually needed salvation by the blood of Christ. They were visibly embarrassed. And when the sermon ended, something no strategy could produce happened. Around 400 young men and women stayed behind to commit their lives to Christ. Later, someone asked one of those converts, "Where did it begin for you?" He said, "Cambridge, 1955, the last night." They said, "What happened?" "All I remember is walking out thinking, for the first time in my life, Christ really died for me." Not merely admired, not merely studied, but crucified and killed for me. Paul wrote, "We preach Christ crucified," in 1 Corinthians 1:23. Not Christ inspiring, not Christ teaching, not Christ modeling moral improvement, Christ crucified, Christ killed. The cross confronts our pride. It tells us we are not merely misguided, but in need of a rescue. It declares that sin is not theoretical, it is lethal. And it declares that love is not sentimental, it bleeds. The intellectuals at Cambridge could tolerate religion as ethics. They could tolerate Christianity as philosophy. But what they struggled with was substitution, blood. A Savior who had to be killed because we could not save ourselves. Yes, that is where life begins. Revelation begins when we realize he was crucified and killed for me. Reflect on these thoughts today. Have I drifted from the simplicity of the cross? Am I tempted to soften the message of crucified and killed to make it more acceptable? And then ask this question: when did it first become personal for me? When did I realize Christ really died for me?
Thank you for listening to Called It. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Easter season through April 5th. For a printable PDF version of Called It, visit firsthurst.com/Easter. Copyright 2026 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.